back live on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Today it is October the 7th, Monday, 2019. Thank you all for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. That is how it all started. And the Monday episode is usually a wild card. We will see what's going to happen. Of course, as usual, as soon as this broadcast stops on BBS, then we go over to another phone number, another conference call for our daily whole planet healing gathering, where we put issues, worldly issues, into the love light, and where you can bring forth your own issues within yourself to be put into the love light. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to you, Jeannie.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, thank
Good.
You. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm a little tired.
A little tired. All right. Hello, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Thank you.
So welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi,
Heinz. How do you pronounce your name? Which is the best?
Heinz.
Heinz. Okay.
How do you spell it?
G-I-J-S.
Wow. You'd never guess, huh?
I love it. The thing is, in my native language, the combination I-J stands for a Y. So it's actually G-Y-S.
Yeah. Wow. So what is your name? Where are you from? What's your native language?
Holland, the Netherlands.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Jane.
Hi, Prudy. I'm Prudy. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi,
wow.
Prudy. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Prudy and Jane.
Welcome to you both.
Prudy.
Hi.
Yeah.
You're back home, Prudy?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah,
that was
a good
visit.
It was wonderful.
All right.
Yep. I feel great.
Awesome. And welcome to those that just joined in online through BBS. Thank you for being here.
And thank you, Hyde, for doing the heavy lifting for me.
Well, I did little lifting, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It's like the ball kept on rolling. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
I hope Jerry comes on. We'll start some of the questioning. But we did a long introduction 2 weeks ago, and then everyone was disappointed because we only had a 7-minute conversation at the end with our source. But
this is Wendy Hurting.
Okay.
Who just came on board?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greenville.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Janine.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, everybody. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
So we have Jeannie, Jane, Jennifer, and Janine. All right.
Wow. The J's are...
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Two more people. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
Wynn. Hi, Wynn. Hi, Wynn.
Hello, everybody.
85 miles per hour.
Pardon me?
High wind.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Wait. I missed that.
You are the force.
That's right, the force. You're the wind beneath our wings.
Instead of wind, it's wind, W-I-N-D, 85 miles per hour. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Because it's high wind, yeah. High wind, high wind.
High wind. High wind. Everybody said high wind.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Do I hear Terry
Brown?
Hi,
Terry.
Hi.
I don't see the brown lady yet, no.
You better watch it.
The brown lady.
Lady Brown.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's nice.
That's
lady
a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two things at the same time. Welcome to you both. Please say a name and location.
Nick from Perth, Australia.
Hello, Australia, Nick.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, man.
Bye, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, man.
Sorry if I say Chris. What's happening today?
Actually, what is happening?
Nick,
yeah.
Don't try to reach people in conversation.
Mm-hmm. We got 4 inches of rain in 3 hours. First time it rained in a month. And we have limbs down.
You'll get 20 people talking about the weather.
He doesn't want us to talk. Silent.
Nick, it was not...
Okay.
And
I was good.
Then you'll get Terry and I talking about happy hours.
I hear Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Antonio in California.
Hola, Antonio. Welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Prudy.
When did you get back?
Hi. Do I
hear Prudy?
Hi, Prudy.
Yes, hi. I'm back.
Oh,
a little gravelly. I got a frog in my throat. But I'm back.
I'm glad you're
great.
Back. Yeah.
Keep the frog there. You sound great.
I missed you, too. I missed all of you. I thought about you all the time, but I couldn't call in.
Well, here you are.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Wynn. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I hear.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Jennifer.
And welcome to all those that are listening in to BBS Radio. Thank you for participating.
Blessings, Wynn. Blessings, Terry. Hello, Antonio, everyone.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Wynn.
wanted to ask you, have you been receiving, did you receive my email about the session that I booked with Terry? Or Terry, did you receive?
The email about what?
The session that I booked with Terry.
Oh, yes. I'm not forgetting you. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have Skype?
I do have Skype, yes.
But probably it's not on all the time, right?
Sorry?
I mean, you don't monitor if somebody calls you on Skype, right?
I don't know, not usually, no. I can start to check, though.
Give me your Skype address.
I'll have to look it up, and I'll
email it
through to you. Yep.
Okay, send me your Skype address.
Yep.
And then I'll have to figure out the time. Are you available in evenings or mornings or afternoons better?
In my evening is better for me, or really early in my morning. Like, it's 9 o'clock now, so like at about 4 o'clock my time is good in the morning.
4 a.m.?
My time, yeah, it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like 5 hours ago was 4 a.m. here.
So 4 a.m. would be 11 p.m. here, right?
No, 1 p.m.
In my
1 p.m. California time. Pacific.
Or alternatively, in the evening, say about 6 p.m. my time, which would make it 9 to 11, 12, 6. So 9 hours forward from now.
6 p.m. your time.
Yeah, from any time after 6 p.m. my time.
Four hours off of that would be like 2 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon.
No, it'll be 2 in the morning. In the morning.
2 a.m., yeah.
That wouldn't work.
So the best one for you is 1 a.m., 1 p.m.
We will figure it out.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to check. I said no rush whenever you guys do, whenever it's good, but I'll email you again. I just wanted to make sure that you got the email, that's all.
What time is it now?
It's 9 a.m. here now.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. It's not 9 p.m.
That's
correct.
It's 9 a.m.
So that means you are 15 hours ahead of us, right?
Yes. So, yeah, either 4 a.m. my time or after 6 p.m. my time. The rest of the time I'm at work.
Okay. 6 p.m. is 15 hours would be...
Something like 2 a.m. your time or something.
All right, I'll study a time chart, figure it out. But after 6, let me write it down. After 6, Australia time.
A.M. or P.M.?
Or
6 p.m. Australia time.
That's going to be like the middle of the night for you, Wynn. You'd be better off doing it at 1
yes.
in the afternoon or something, you know. 1 in the afternoon for you and would be 4 a.m. for him. Or
okay.
Although Wynn sometimes doesn't go to bed until like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Yeah, but Terry's talent.
Yes. When you're onto something.
Uh-oh, you keep track of my email times, right? Okay. I'm just putting you in the schedule here. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Dr. Okay. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey, there, Dr.
Art.
Art.
Hello, thanks.
Hey, everybody.
Dr. Art.
Hey.
Who's the drummer?
It was not me.
All right. So here we are on this beautiful Monday. I thank everyone on BBS. We can't hear you. We can't see you. We're glad you're here. And right after this broadcast, we will go over to another conference call.
The recording has started.
This is October 7th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I'm going to do a replay tonight.
Muted.
And it's a channeling. And it was pretty old. It was October 26, 09. And it's titled Earth Changes. Now, I don't remember what we said, so it'll be interesting to hear. So, here we go.
So, I hope as soon as Terry comes on, we'll start some of the questioning. But we did a long introduction 2 weeks ago, and then everyone was disappointed because we only had a seven-minute conversation at the end with our source. But I guess I'm going to have to talk until I hear Terry on the line. Terry, are you there? Okay. Many of you know and are aware this idea that we are all one. It's been the theme of music. It's been the theme of religions. Oh, I think I hear Terry.
Yes.
Oh, good. And so, are you in a quiet place, Terry?
Not yet. I'm on the freeway. You probably hear my car.
I hear your car, but don't start channeling while you're on the freeway. Just let me know when you are at a good spot, okay?
All right.
So, in this idea that we're all one, most of us have no clue as to what that means experientially, other than being a very nice idea. So, when we started this channeling, Terry, maybe you should mute yourself until you're in a good spot, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. When we started this channeling experience, when I experienced it, and of course it happened inadvertently to me, it happened because suddenly someone said, those guys want to talk to you, and I was involved in conversations with a voice that said they were the Elohim, and I was challenged to say, could they really be the Elohim? What does this mean? What is the significance? And then, of course, they did the healing on my sister. So I was learning how, in these conversations, that there was a certain vibration that was present, a feeling that I was experiencing. And sometimes this energy of these little flecks of light that I had become sensitive to seeing were in the room when we were channeling. And it, over a series of questions, it seemed that they were indicating that that energy that I was experiencing was them, that they could do that. They could come into this realm as love light energy. And so through a bunch of experiments, we found out that we could do this over the telephone line. Now, if you're listening, and if this is the first time you've been listening, and whether you're listening on the telephone line or on BBS radio, you may notice some shifts in your space. I would suggest if you're open to having this kind of experience, number one, you should be in a quiet place. And number two, not a bad idea to take your shoes off and put your feet on the ground. And number three, shut your eyes and take a deep breath and just be neutral. Don't be anything other than neutral, because you may be able to feel this energy in your space. Many people have on these lines. And it's something that doesn't take you over. It's very gentle. And in fact, it's in this idea of all of us being one, it is actually you, an extended part of you. Most of us are compressed in what's called 3D, by this dimension. And on this call, the goal is to establish energies that expand you beyond your compression, and that you can feel what it feels like to be in other dimensions with a very loving, protected force. So it's very important to have that feeling, because we're going to talk about earth changes, and earth changes is a rather catalytic subject, and it's a subject that can provoke fear, and none of us want to die, but we are all going to die, and so one of the ways we could die is in an earth change. Another way is just to get old and have a gentle, shut your eyes and leave this realm. It's been my understanding that if you happen to know somebody that's dying, it's really, really good for their evolution to spend loving time with them, as in a hospice. Because the moment of death is a critical moment when a person is transitioning realms. And if they're feeling loved, if they're feeling cared for, they're going to have a better transition. If you're feeling this kind of connection with higher realms, and you happen to come to the point of death, you're going to feel a better transition. You're going to experience it, because you're already connected to those vibrations in the other dimensions. And although I haven't done this lifetime, and I don't remember it, it kind of makes sense to me, and it's kind of the way they explained it to me when I asked questions about it, that when you have opened yourself up to the frequency of other dimensions, then the transition from this dimension to others is a lot smoother. Are you in a spot yet, Terry?
I'm four blocks away.
Okay. Well, just feel clear and interrupt me when you get there.
All right.
Okay. Terry works and gets off from work at 5:30, and she has to find a good parking lot where we do these channelings. So when you get the idea that there's these other dimensions, there's a huge amount of beings there, so you have to be somewhat careful. I do, you do, because you have to get the aspect of channeling is one that can actually lead you astray. And when we do this channeling on this call, I always tell people, and I will tell you all again and again, take what resonates, don't believe it as truth, and use your own discernment. Because it's very unusual to do public channelings like this, because I can't take anything back. Whatever is said is said. We can't edit it. And we're in front of you, and it is what it is. And the only reason I do this is because we've had such a track record of loving connection, and also because Terry is so highly intended to be of service, and that I would say that Terry and I, neither of us, are doing this to get your attention, to, you know, for fame or any other reason than to be of service. And that creates a protective energy right there. So while we're waiting for Terry to come online, find your parking spot, what I'm going to do is have all of us create a group energy. And take a moment and shut your eyes. This is voluntary, by the way, so if you want to just listen and not participate, it's okay. Listen in, because there's an element of trust here. You're kind of opening yourself up to energies, and it's not a game. It's not phenomena. It's opening yourself up to vast energies that are part of you, but beyond what you would normally experience in your own human consciousness, waking consciousness. So it's important that it passes your litmus test of being safe and loving. And so for those people that feel that, are open to that, and go along with me, and the others, listen to my words and just listen at whatever level you want to listen. So we're going to shut our eyes, and we're going to be right now looking at the energy at the top of our heads, sometimes called the crown chakra and the third eye. And those of you that are mystical or metaphysically inclined are aware of the word chakras, of all the energy centers in the body. And the crown chakra is the traditionally linked to the greater cosmos. So we're like going to set up a telephone cord between ourselves Pardon me?
Okay.
We're going to set up a line between our crown chakra and the higher dimensions. And in particular, we're going to hook a line up between ourselves and each other first. So we're going to invoke a group connection. And then we're going to ask for a connection between the voices that have identified themselves to me as the Elohim group and the Ra group, which are two vast group energies that are dedicated to the evolution of our planet and working with us on the shift that's taking place. So we shut our eyes and we feel the connection with each other. Everyone on this line, everyone listening on BBS, we are invoking a braiding of our energies and an experience of oneness. And we're in this experience, and you can just say to yourself, I send my loving energy to everyone on this line. And that helps open you up to it. Some of you have noticed from the time I started doing this till now that the top of your head is, I don't know what the English word is to describe it. You're far more aware of it. You can, some of you can see light energy. Some of you can feel it. And those are indications that you're activating yourself, not only in your body, but out of the body, and creating an expansion beyond the veil. And when we do this, those higher sources can see us. Or see is not the right word. They're aware of us. Somehow or another, they can feel light energy, and they can join with our energy. And we're going to invite them to join with each of you that's open to that experience. You may feel like a blanket of energy all around you as they move into your space. Only if you're open. I know this really happens because I've just had too many people email me from all over the world that they're having this experience. And now they're around you. You can let that energy flow in you. And you're really opening yourself up to a higher aspect of you. They are you, you are them, and we are feeling that energy. And while this is taking place, Terry, you're making static. Keep your microphone.
No, I'm not.
This is taking place, you might just imagine the idea that if you think something, they can hear you. And you can ask for special blessings, the light to be sent to yourself, to an issue you're dealing with, someone else who's sick. And sometimes people do this on these calls, and they have miracles happen. So take a moment and silently make any requests for the highest good of all concerned, that you would like this higher aspect of you to help you with. What we've done just now is call in the light, and we've created a connection for those of you that are open to these higher sources. When we have this connection and when we activate it, it's a very significant thing. First of all, it's significant for you and your own healing of your own lower level patterns. Second of all, it's significant to the planet, to the Earth, because you are now being a conduit into the energy of the Earth from these higher spaces. And when you do that, you are helping to heal the Earth. You are communing with the Earth. You can take a moment and feel the energy coming back up from the Earth into your body. So, I hope as soon as Terry comes on, we'll start some of the questioning. But we did a long introduction 2 weeks ago, and then everyone was disappointed because we only had a 7-minute conversation at the end with our source. But I guess I'm going to have to talk until I hear Terry on the line. Terry, are you there? Okay. Many of you know and are aware this idea that we are all one. There are enough indications that some things have happened that the higher realms of light can transmute it.
Yeah, it just stopped. So I restarted it. I'm jumping it to where it was.
We see ourselves in the flow of energy that radiates from the center of our universe to the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a blending of our energies, which I already did, I'm just saying it again, and we invite those sources that are positive, surface to other, to join with our energies, to blend with us. For the duration of this call, and that only positive service to other energies operating in the Christed light, or another way of saying that is honoring the law of one, that we are all part of one energy separated. And in this call, we are remembering, we are reconnecting with the parts of ourselves that we've become separated from. And so we're going to have an introduction, and they just reminding this topic of this call is Earth Changes, and I turn it over to our source, and they can identify themselves and greet us all verbally.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with you and our honor to be with you, each and every one of you today. You have been speaking of miracles, and you have been speaking of earth changes. In the higher realms, particularly in the higher realm of the Elohim, a miracle is not a miracle. A miracle is using technology and methods that are not known to the earth realm. We are masters of techniques and vibrations which may be applied in certain ways to clear illness and to help answer prayers. The book, The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which hold on for a minute. Someone has pulled in next to the parking space here. The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which Winfrey, Daphne, and Terry have put together with channelings from the higher realms, has the basis for the technology of creation, where when asked many questions concerning creation. This book, when read and understood, can provide a backdrop for our creation and can provide a whole new slant upon the earth realm, the third density. Instead of being a fixed object or set of objects, it becomes a moment by moment in the now creation. And the moment by moment now creation can be changed with the free will of the creators, any of which are fully within the third density. Obtaining or getting in contact or communication with the factors or life forms or life factors within the third density, then when those factors can, in their creation, see a different outcome, then can change the course, the projected course, the probabilities of the future of that sphere which those creators are creating. This is inclusive of life, which one does not ordinarily view as life, of the rocks and the trees and the landscape in various parts of the world. It all follows certain higher rules that can be changed. The rules can be changed as there is a higher set of rules that the lower trajectories can move into, and so break the rules and create so-called miracles. Do you have questions?
Well, the topic of this call is earth changes. And I would guess that we have a number of people on this call that have been on the call quite regularly, and it's a small group of people, and that the fact that we're on this call and we connect with your energies has some effect on the trajectory of possible outcomes. But we don't have a lot of people on the call. We probably have maybe 50 or 60 people at the most. And given the way things look right now, and I'm going to ask later how it would look if we had 1,000 people on this call, and if we had 10,000 people on this call who were learning to feel these energies and learning to become co-creators, because there are many people in this realm that have never been exposed to this. And I know it can make a huge difference in their lives. But, for example, there are many people who have predicted a pole shift, which could impact all the land masses on the planet. Can you tell us
what was the word you used? A what?
Pole shift.
Okay.
Is that something which is still a possibility? And if so, given the trajectories as they look right at this moment, what are the percentages of that possibility at this moment?
clarification is needed for your question. There are two different poles. There is the magnetic pole, and then there is the geographical pole. The magnetic pole has been shifting and has been moving away from the geometric north. It has been moving, it is east, southeast of the magnetic north, and has been moving to the point that airports with large runways have had to change the direction of their runways so that the planes can still take off and land with the same compass headings to take into account the change in magnetic north. So the magnetic pole has been and is shifting. The geological north, south, give us a moment. The magnetic north shifts fairly regularly every 10,000 or so years. The geological north, give us a moment. This would take an event to flip the geological north. There is a wobble within the Earth in its trajectory. As it moves around the sun, at times it tips more toward the sun and times it tips away. We do not see a flipping of the geological north to south or vice versa. We do not see such a flipping.
The movement of the magnetic north, how does that have an impact on the inhabitants of our planet? Could you explain that impact?
The inhabitants include the dolphins and the whales, which have magnetite in their brains, which helps guide them in their trajectory, and this does affect them when the geomagnetic north changes, much as an airplane taking off to a compass setting needs to readjust. So the animals need to readjust as they use magnetic lines for the migration from north south and south to north, and this is one reason that there have been whales beached and dolphins beached, as the normal guiding lines have changed, but they have not yet changed. It is a selection of the species that the ones that are able to coordinate the changes to the magnetic lines with their own memory of the root and are able to modify and correct the root to the new magnetic and coordinate it with their awareness of surroundings, be more brighter and alert, are able to, instead of acting remotely to the magnetic compass setting, can coordinate with visible awareness and move their pod further out to sea and establish new guidelines and speak these changes to their pod, yet their pod may move further out to sea than the new settings of the magnetic north would have them travel. So the dolphins and the whales are changed. The humans also have changes wherein the magnetic helps create electricity within the body, and as the magnetic field weakens, then a weakening in the field, then the charge within the individual creates a lesser potential difference, and the individual then may feel a lack of energy or a lack of enthusiasm or excitement, a lack of ability to set a new potential anticipatory goal that he is able to, with enthusiasm, move toward. Memory is somewhat affected, too, by the changes as they affect the body system. However, with these changes come new alignment to the center of the galaxy and opening to the star systems. So much like the whales and the dolphins that are more intelligent and are able to maintain their awareness and connection in the now to the changes in their environment, namely the magnetic north, the humans then are also in shifting their awareness to the new energies that are surrounding them and staying aware in the now of new opportunities for being more psychic, for establishing better communications and relationships with their fellow humans, which is also given impetus by the falling away of some of the old economic stabilities. these are the individuals that will survive the best and be more open to ascension and be in the heart and ride through like a surfer on a wave, standing up the whole way.
Greg Braden, who I interviewed in the year 2000, approximately 2000, had said that because of the declining magnetic field, that as we approach 2012, there will be a tendency for humans to have more difficulty with memory, because part of the human memory is stored in the magnetic field of the planet. Is that true?
That is true. And individuals, even of a younger age, may notice a short-term memory loss at certain times, which is higher at certain times than at other times. They may wonder how come yesterday they weren't able to remember something, but today they are. And there are various ebbs and flows to this magnetic resonance wherein memory is stored. However, an individual may develop compensatory ways of remembering, which can also be stored in the body matrix in various areas. Lateral reference to other memories in connection with the thing that the individual is thinking about, to something in the past that is similar, may be affected there at a very deep level. However, within the individual's own field are memories that do not need to stay as a... We are developing the world.
Hello? Hello? Did we lose you, Terry?
I think we're coming to the end of this. This is live right now.
We lost Terry, but it's actually time to close at 6:52. So, obviously, we've opened up a huge topic.
All right. I'll see you.
Unmuted.
Okay, hello. We're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing. Are you guys there?
Thank you. Thank you from Seattle.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. It's a beautiful call.
Thank you, everyone.